Page 42. Women in the auto industry. Female auto engineers make marks while outnumbered. Alicia Bowler Davis was the first General Motors plant manager to also lead a vehicle launch for the Chevrolet Sonic. At Chrysler, Chris Barman headed the team that designed the new Dodge Dart. Rebecca Seiler and Jennifer Shaw helped develop some of Ford Motors' advanced safety technologies that prevent crashes. Female engineers, despite their stubbornly small numbers in all industries, increasingly have a big impact on vehicles and safety features. Yet, of the estimated 28,000 engineers working in automotive fields who are members of SAE International, only 1,500, or 5%, are women. The group, formerly known as the Society of Automotive Engineers, has more than 138,000 members. There have certainly been strides, but certainly not as much as the employers would like, says Betty Shanahan, executive director of the Society of Women Engineers. Why are they a rarity? The reasons for the scarcity of female engineers in the auto industry are varied and complex. The recession had a particularly chilling effect on U.S. automakers, which led to thousands of job losses and an exodus of women and others to other industries. But the ranks of female engineers are thin elsewhere, too, and societal factors often get the blame. The number of women earning bachelor degrees in engineering increased dramatically in the 1970s and 80s, due in part to a more feminist climate that encouraged women to consider traditionally male careers, Shanahan says. The growth began to level off around 2000, however. A 2010 report by American Association of University Women concluded several factors influenced the dearth of women in science, technology, engineering, and math. It found that women had to grapple with stereotypes, that they weren't as capable as men in those fields, and contend with sometimes unwelcoming science and engineering departments in colleges and universities. Hiring and training. Automakers and others are trying to address the problem. Betsy Homsher, dean of students at Kettering University in Flint, Michigan, says, "If you added up all the money the top 10 automakers have spent on hiring women, training them, and grooming them for advancement, I wouldn't be surprised if it was in the billions." Yet, there are still roadblocks to women entering the field. It remains a fairly hostile environment for women, especially on the plant floor as women start out their careers, Homsher says. Bowler Davis, 43, had some convincing to do when she took over as plant manager, first at plants in Lansing, Michigan, and Arlington, Texas, and later at the Orion Assembly and Pontiac stamping plants. Even if they didn't say anything other than, "You look very young," Bowler Davis says it was often clear when outsiders came in for meetings that they were shocked when they saw I was the plant manager. Emotion in the workplace. While she acknowledges the plant environment can be intimidating for women engineers, Bowler Davis says she learned to focus on what she and her mostly male colleagues had in common rather than their differences. "I'm very emotional in my personal life, not so much in my work life," says Bowler Davis. But for some women, that emotional connection, especially in the workplace, is what they crave. A number of women have drifted away from automotive engineering jobs in plants because they found they desired jobs that allowed for more interaction with others, Homsher says. "If you spend all your time working on engineering a door, your level of satisfaction may be considerably less than if you work in HR, human resources, and develop a policy that allows working professionals to job share so they can raise their children." big rewards and safety. Still, plenty of women have found auto engineering a way to work with people on machines that help both save lives and improve them. Ford engineer Seiler, 40, is the only woman on a 30-person team working on technology that warns and then automatically begins to stop cars when crashes are imminent. As a key engineer developing the current and future versions of the technology, she spends most of her time developing portions of the algorithm to perform tasks and then trying out the systems at the test track using inflatable cars in case the formulas don't work. People come up to me and say, "I was in a near miss. I wasn't paying attention to that driver that cut in front of me," Seiler says. People really appreciate it. Affecting lives. Shaw, 35, is the supervisor of an active safety team of 11, including two other women. She helped develop Ford features including the self-parking system that helps with parallel parking, technology that warns them when a moving car is in your blind spot, and an alert that sounds when traffic is crossing behind a car backing up. "I was looking for a job that had a very obvious influence on the world," Shaw says. "If I was working on microchips, I'd be very far away from the customers. But here, I'm working on a product every day that is affecting people's lives." Impactful innovation. Chrysler Group CEO Sergio Marchionne recently singled out vehicle line executive Chris Barman, 41, for her work developing the Dodge Dart, which he called tangible evidence of how women are helping to lead the new Chrysler. "Her team is also responsible for several other products that will be crucial to our success," Marchionne said. "Chris is just one example of the women who are making a huge impact in every area of our company." Vocabulary focus. Stride. Scarcity. Level off. Dearth. Grapple. Roadblock. Crave. Job share. Imminent. Tangible. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, August 2013.